to get forgiveness of his sins. One who dies in his sins after death, he cannot praise the Lord. He cannot celebrate him or worship him. They that go down into the pit cannot hope for thy truth. If we do not have the truth before death, we will not get it after death. There's no such thing as a person being prayed out of purgatory after death. We don't read about that anyplace. And here a strong allusion is made to the fact that they that go down into the pit cannot hope for the truth. That is, that's not the place to find the truth. You're not going to get the truth there. And Hezekiah realized that to be no more worshiping of God like he does here on this earth, no more praising of God like he does here on this earth. Well, if God spared Hezekiah so that he could praise him a few more years on this earth, what an ungrateful thing it would have been for Hezekiah then to have neglected his praise and his prayer and his worship of God. And then when we take that one step further and look at ourselves and see that what's our purpose, what are we doing here? We're here for that very same purpose Hezekiah was, to praise him, to celebrate him, to hope for his truth. And so how ungrateful are we for tomorrow's life if we do not use tomorrow as we should in the proper celebration and service of God. In Psalms, six, verse 5, David makes a statement that gives us a very similar thought to this. For in death there is no remembrance of thee. In the grave, who shall give thee thanks? So David says a very similar thing to what Hezekiah said here. So in verse 19, the living, he shall praise thee as I do this day. So Hezekiah is including this. It's the living who's going to give you praise, Lord. The living, he shall praise thee as I do this day. And so here again we ask ourselves the question, are we doing this day what the living should do? What the Lord expects the living to do? He expects them to give him praise. The Father to the children shall make known thy truth. That's the way it's intended for truth to be passed on. The Father is to make it known to the children. It's to be handed down from generation to generation. Not learned about in the grave, not after death, but it's the Father making it known to the children. And of course, whatever means of communication the Father can use to the children, others can also use it to the children. But the Father can't communicate with the children in the grave. And so that's not the way the truth will be learned, not after the grave. The Father to the children shall make known thy truth. The Lord was ready to save me. Therefore we will sing my songs to the stringed instruments all the days of our life in the house of the Lord. And so that closes Hezekiah's psalm or song here. And his song is one that probably was repeated and used many, many times in the praise to God. It was intended to be used in that way. And he closed it by saying that we will sing this in praise to God. Now in verses 21 and 22, this seems to be the portion here that Isaiah intended to go around where verse 6 is, but some transcriber had left it out or inadvertently put it at the end of the chapter, and it's really out of place, but we'll read it. For Isaiah had said, let them take a lump of figs and lay it for a plaster upon the boil, and he shall recover. In 2 Kings 20, this was given, you know, back over there, right where Hezekiah made his recovery. And this lump of figs is said to have had some kind of a medicinal effect. And to make a plaster was to make a paste out of it and to lay it on there in a paste form. And we don't know what kind of a healing effect that could very likely have had. Plaster laid on the boil, he shall recover. Then Hezekiah also said, what is the sign that I shall go up to the house of the Lord? Here again showing that he was to go up to the house of the Lord, and the king said it would be the third day. And the sign was the moving of the shadow on the dial 10 degrees. Well, let's go on into the 39th chapter. It's a relatively short chapter, only 8 verses. And we would like to finish it because this 40th verse makes a definite division in the book of Isaiah.